Well, just down the road in Parchment, Michigan, there's a summer festival just getting underway that will last all the way through the end of August. And I have festival director Chris Jordan here with me this morning. Nice to have you here, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
We have a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do. Right.
There's so much going on, just like almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. But let's give people some orientation. Kindleberger Park. Mm-hmm. Is in Parchment.
Yes.
Is there a way you tell people directions to get there?
Yeah. The easiest thing to look for to find your way to the park is our community library along Riverview Drive. There's a little access road up next to the library, Park Avenue. So you would turn off Riverview onto Park Avenue, go around to the back of the library, and there it is, the lower park, Kindleberger Park. And you can turn up to Park Avenue to go to the top of the hill and find the upper park where our Little League fields are and where the stage at Kindleberger is.
That's what's kind of special about this park, which is situated so beautifully. Mm-hmm. It has that long rolling hill to appreciate, so many trees to play under.
It's definitely a community gem, a bit of a hidden gem, but it's a four-season park that, you know, our community enjoys, you know, every season of the year. So
I feel like I should know by now, or maybe I was told and forgot who Kindleberger himself was.
Jacob Kindleberger.
Kindleberger.
Yeah, he was the founder of the town. He built the Kalamazoo vegetable plant back in the 1930s, I believe it was. Mm. And he is the founder, and he built what he considered a model city. And here we are decades later, and the park is a centerpiece for us. So the land was donated by Jacob Kindleberger to the city.
So he kind of intended it to be a common area.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think he'd be pleased with what what we've done with our park and how much the community enjoys spending time in the park.
Absolutely. So, Chris, did you grow up in Parchment?
I did not, but I have been. My husband and I moved to Parchment in 1991, so we've been there close to 30 years. We didn't actually intend to stay in Parchment. We had friends that lived on the street where we live who wanted us to live nearer to them. We just have enjoyed being there and raising our children there and ended up staying. So here we are, 30 years later.
Was there entertainment in the summer in Kindleberger Park when you first moved there?
The festival was happening there. It was the festival began as plays in the park in 1982. So, and the festival grew to what it is today, the schedule that it is today, a few years even after those plays began. So
you have a summer festival of the performing arts, and then running alongside that, and that's when I referred to running all the way to August. We're talking about the summer concert series.
Right.
So there's no reason we can't cover both of these.
Okay. Well, we'd like to. We'd like to invite your listeners to both programs.
So let's start with the summer concert series. This is a regular series is on Sundays, music starting at 6:30, and you invite a whole variety of bands throughout the summer.
Yes. Yes. We like to have a variety of music, different genres, and this year we've done talent committee of Barb Steffler and Molly Andrews have done another good job of that. So this is our 14th season of concerts.
Wonderful.
At the stage, and we kick off a week from Sunday on the 23rd with Shout, who is a favorite in Kindleberger Park.
For those who don't know, Shout is
The Beatles tribute band. Yeah, a fantastic tribute to the Fab Four. We actually did not have them on the schedule last year for the first time in several years, and we heard from both fans and band members that they were disappointed. So we have invited them back this year, and we expect to have a pretty enthusiastic, fun reunion.
You corrected that.
That's right.
Error. And so they're kicking off the concert series on June 23rd.
That's right.
That's Sunday from a week from this Sunday.
Right.
And they always start at 6:30 p.m.?
6:30 is the time that our concerts begin.
When do people start rolling up in their cars? And
well, you know, some of our bigger concerts, and Shout is one of those, you know, people start showing up as early as 5:30, sometimes an hour ahead of time. Another one that we expect a large audience for is Matt Gerard.
Yeah.
We had Matt at the stage last summer, and that was our largest audience ever at the stage. We had probably close to 3,000 people attend that concert. So, and we had special parking for that concert, and we will again this year.
It's a park setting. There's not seating available, so people are encouraged to bring blankets.
That's right. It's lawn seating. So we do ask that our patrons bring chairs or blankets to sit on.
People have gotten quite used to that over the years.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So June 23rd, Shout. The next concert would be July 21st. Jimmy Buffett is the tribute here.
Yeah, that's a fun concert, too. Last Mangoes, right. And we have quite a few parrot heads come out for that concert. And it's a real, you know, it's a fun evening. It's very relaxed, and, you know, there's, you know, beach balls and parrots and different props that kind of give us that tropical feel of Margaritaville. So it's a fun concert as well.
Mm-hmm. Before we get too far into listing all the entertainment, we should tell listeners where they can find their own place to maybe print out or have a look at the schedule so that they don't get completely overwhelmed.
Our website is www.kindlebergerarts.org, and your listeners would be able to find our complete schedule for both the summer concerts and the festival on our website.
And it says here these are all free events.
They are all free.
So
just
don't forget your beach blanket and your,
that's right,
or your lawn chair.
Yeah, yes. Picnics are welcome, but we also have all the concerts and the festival. We have nonprofit groups, local nonprofit groups there serving snacks and dinner fare. Our Grad Bash group is faithfully with us at concerts and the festival, and our Cub Scout troop 218 is serving up burgers and hot dogs, but we also have food trucks available as well. Some of them that will be with us this summer: Motormouth food truck and Blue Plate, Bubba Turk, and Big Daddy's, and there are some others. There's always a good option for snacks or dinner, you know, to be purchased at the park.
I'm with Chris Jordan, who's festival director of the Kindleberger Summer Festival, and I was also here talking about the concert series, the summer concert series, which is Sundays at 6:30 p.m., starting with a Beatles tribute called Shout on June 23rd, Jimmy Buffett tribute on July 21st, The Last Mangoes, and then there's a big draw, Matt Gerard, on July 28th, and that should, again, draw a lot of people showing up to an hour and a half early. Let's look at August, where you do have a whole string of shows every single week on Sunday at 6:30.
Right. August 4th is Ben Daniels Band. And Kalamazoo music fans may be familiar with Ben Daniels. He is the son of actor Jeff Daniels, and they have played at the State Theater a few times, and that's a great concert, too. And August 11th, we welcome Thunderwood from the Ann Arbor area. That's Bluegrass Acoustic Americana. And August 18th, we're excited to invite May Erlewine and the Motivations, who is quite popular in the Kalamazoo area right now. So we're excited to invite her to the stage for her first concert in Kindleberger Park. And she plays original and soul classics and old-time country swing, rock and roll. And then we finish our season with our friends the Bronk Brothers, who they are very popular draw in Kindleberger Park as well. well. They give us a fun party to end our season with. They're Americana country and Southern rock, and they're a favorite at the stage as well.
Again, this is all opportunities to see live music for free in a beautiful setting at Kindleberger Park.
Yes.
Is this courtesy of the City of Parchment, or how does this?
The City of Parchment does give us support for these events. Our major sponsors are the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation.
Wonderful.
We have a partnership with the Arts Council of Kalamazoo with our concert series.
Oh, good.
And last year was our first year that we partnered with them, and there were other venues involved in this collaboration as well. Schmo and Portage, and this year I know they added two other venues as well. But the Arts Council is giving us a lot of support for our concert series in sponsorship, and they're helping promote our events through advertising and you know, printed advertising, Facebook, and other mediums. So we appreciate their support. We're certain that the support that they've offered have given us a nice boost in our attendance at our concerts, so we appreciate that. And we have other major sponsors as well, Edvia Credit Union and the Harold and Grace Upjohn Foundation. In Parchment, the Fountains Banquet Center, and Drug and Laboratory Disposal, and other community groups that have sponsored as well. We have a long list of sponsorships that you know, we appreciate so much, so we are able to offer these events for free to our community and the neighboring communities around us.
As a listener, I mean, your only job is to show up and enjoy
that's right.
the music.
Yes, and it's such a relaxing environment, you know, and it's just a nice way to spend a Sunday evening if it's a concert. And the festival is just a fun traditional community celebration that we look forward to every year. So
KindlebergerArts.org is where you will find the full schedule.
That's right.
For this series that has been going on for such a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I was thinking to ask, as you were, you know, listing all the organizations that come together to make it possible, you know, are you starting to plan next year's festival immediately after this one?
Yes.
Or during?
Yes. I mean, as we're planning, you know, the current year, I mean, we are also thinking ahead to, you know, activities or groups that we would like to invite for a following year. And, you know, there are, you know, people reaching out to us all the time who have an interest in whether it's a music group that wants to perform at the stage, or, you know, a local business that would like to be involved, but not this year, but maybe, you know, next year. So, yeah, we are always, you know, thinking ahead as well as, you know, getting ready for our current year. So
would you take us back to how you initially got involved? You were involved as a parent.
I was,
to
yes.
begin with.
Yes, my husband and I moved to Parchment in 1991, and our two daughters had an interest in being involved in the youth show, the youth production at festival
theater.
Yeah, and they did that for several years, and so, you know, you're involved as a parent to, you know, help, you know, pull that production together, as all our parents do. After they grew and moved on to other things, I got involved as the publicity manager for the concert series and the festival, and I did that for 7 or 8 years. And then I also organized our fundraiser, the Parchment Stars Dance, that we did for 8 years. I took a couple years break, and then last year I came back as festival director. So
they pulled you back in.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to be involved. It's, you know, it's something that's, you know, as a fan of the arts, but it's also a great way to connect with community, you know, so not just for me, but for all of us that are involved. So we have a great committee of volunteers who are putting this festival together, and the concert series as well. And they give their time very enthusiastically, and they do a fantastic job of pulling these events together. So
details at KindlebergerArts.org. Mm-hmm. Now, we just had a look at the 2019 Summer Concert Series. These are the concerts that happen Sundays at 6:30. Mm-hmm. There's one in June, two in July, and four in August, all all month of August you can be at the park on Sundays at 6:30. But running alongside the concert series is the Summer Festival of the Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. And this you're getting close to 40 years of theater in Kindleberger. It's theater and more now that I look a bit closer. So when does this kick off and what shows are expected to happen this year?
Sure. Our festival is Wednesday, July 10th through Sunday, the 14th. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, are the theater productions. And we have two, the youth production. This year will be the Skokie Detective Charter School.
You'll have to tell me what that's about.
It is directed by Zach Thompson, and he's been our director for a few years. He does wonderfully with the children. He's a director and a teacher of theater, and he's been a great friend to Kindleberger. And the plot for this story is rather interesting. The students are detectives in training, and they're learning how to follow facts and find a logical solution.
But I would have loved to be this as a kid.
I think it's a fun show to be involved in, right? And they're about to encounter their biggest case yet when students start acting strangely and monsters are spotted in the hallway and their teacher goes missing. So
that's a big mystery,
And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the times for that production are at 5:30. And on Saturday, festival day, and Sunday, the times would be 3:30. So,
okay. So for the 5 days of the festival, which is July 10 through 14, you can start off your evening with the Skokie Detective Charter School youth production of Kindleberger Arts. And then it's followed by, that's almost the, you know, the aperitif to to the next production, because there's two shows each night.
The youth production is followed by the family musical. And this year, we're excited to present Freaky Friday, which is a new musical, and it's a Kalamazoo area premiere. It's not been done in our area yet. So, So we are staging this musical as a first time production in this area. So we're excited about that. It's directed by Ken Holda, and this is Ken's 10th year at Kindleberger directing our family musicals. His musical director is Chris Garrett, and choreography by Nikki Poor. So we're pretty well promised a fantastic production with with that team leading it.
Absolutely.
And Freaky Friday, I think people may be familiar with the movie, the Disney movie. It's a little bit different than the movie, but the same plot, the same, you know, storyline.
Mom has to change bodies with daughter and go try to lead their lives.
Yes, they magically swap bodies, and they have one day to set things straight before mom's wedding the following day. So
there always has to be a time constraint.
So
Disney's Freaky Friday is a new musical and in a regional premiere for us. And
that's right. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the family musical does follow the youth show at 7 p.m. And then festival Saturday and Sunday, it would be 5 p.m. So
Saturday is festival day, July 13th. Now, unless you want to bring a really big cooler, you might have to depend. You could go all day, and you may have to depend on the food trucks that day. Because we're starting, you're kicking things off at 7 a.m., and things are going to end probably around 9.
It's a full day.
So why don't I'll let you do the honors. Run us down festival day.
All right. We start our day at 7 a.m., as you said, with a Boy Scout French toast breakfast in Kindleberger Park. And it's a wonderful way to start the day and get you up going bright and early. And that helps support, obviously, our Boy Scout troop in Parchment, Troop 218. And 10 to 2 p.m. is the Kindleberger Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. And we have moved that down to Commerce Lane along the Kalamazoo River. And that's where you'll find that. This year, we're happy to involve the National Street Rod Association. Mm-hmm. They will be at the car show offering safety inspections for the participants. And we're excited to welcome them to our event. And 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the Arts and Crafts Show, and we expect to have possibly a record number of vendors this year. We're up to close to 70 vendors and getting people registered still. So, and it's a great show. There's a lot of different mediums that are presented, and a great place to buy gifts for friends and family or something nice for yourself. And 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is Friends of the Library Book Sale. 9 a.m. is the early bird with a $1 admission, and the regular sale starts at 10 a.m. And 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. as well is the Garden Club Plant Sale. They have perennials for sale for your landscaping needs.
Yeah. That interests me. I'll put a star by that one.
Okay, that's good. 10 a.m. is the festival parade, and this year our Grand Marshal is Karen Heasley. Karen has lived in Parchment since she was 5 years old and has been wonderful contributor to positive things in our community for years. So we're happy to have Karen lead our parade for us. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the children's area. Lots of fun things for kids to do. The bounce house and the obstacle course, and we have a dunk tank and arts and crafts. This year we're inviting a kids' makers market. And that'll be fun. It's vendors, children ages 7 to 14, who have created their own crafts, and they're going to have their sale at our children's area, and be fun. And then, of course, the 3 p.m. youth production and 5 p.m. family musical.
Once again, that's the Skokie Detective Charter School kicking off at 3:30 on Festival mm-hmm. Day, and at 5 o'clock, Disney's Freaky Friday.
That's right. Right.
Well, great. I think, Chris, we've really covered a lot here. Let's remind listeners that the Kindleberger Summer Festival of the Performing Arts, with the two shows mm-hmm. running, is Wednesday, July 10th through Sunday, July 14th. And Saturday, July 13th, it kicks off at 7 a.m. with a Boy Scout French Toast breakfast mm-hmm. and continues with arts and crafts and activities mm-hmm. and garden sale and the car, truck, and motorcycle show. So, mm-hmm. well, I appreciate you taking a little time out of your day to preview this. I realize we're a little early, but time flies.
It does.
One thing we should absolutely address with weather mm-hmm. coming in and acting weird all the time, what happens when, mm-hmm. you know, the worst happens and there's a big thunderstorm.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do not have a rain site. So if we have to call any performance at this stage for rain, it doesn't happen. So, okay. And we post that information on our website, in our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and on the Facebook event invitation.
Do you often, you know, go ahead with a performance and then, you know, absolutely have to call it?
That's only happened one time. I feel like Mother Nature has been very kind to us that we have actually started a concert and, you know, a storm has blown in and we've had to, you know, end it. We try to wait until the latest possible moment to call an event because sometimes it looks like maybe, you know, rain is threatening, but it ends up, you know, going around us.
It's right. It's weird how it splits right. off
sometimes. So, you know, for 6:30 concerts, we usually wait until 5:30 or so before we'll make a call, you know, because we don't want to disappoint our fans if we can possibly, you know, go ahead with a concert. And of course, you know, we'd love to have our bands perform if at all possible. So, and for the play productions, again, there's no rain site for that. So if we do have to call it for weather, then at least with the play productions, there's another opportunity to see a play because, you know, they run 5 days. So we have many patrons who will come to the plays more than, you know, one night.
Multiple times,
yeah. So.
Okay, Chris, why don't you tell listeners once again where to find all this information?
Sure. Both our schedules for concert series and festival is on www.kindlebergerarts.org.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to preview it. And
thank you for inviting us.
Have a great festival. We'll see you out there.
Good.
We'll start where we began with Shout, the Beatles tribute band, June 23rd at the summer concert series at Kindleberger Park. Here's my version of a Beatles tribute. This is Peter Briner and his Baroque Orchestra with music of the Beatles.
Thank you.